Hello and welcome to Chapel Chat, a podcast engaging questions of how life meets faith, both in our own faith community here at Ladue Chapel and our community at large in St. Louis. I'm Dieter Heinzel, one of the pastors at Ladue Chapel Presbyterian Church in St. Louis, and I'm your host on this journey. You can find out more about us on our website if you go to ladueschapel.org, or you can follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. And of course, we would love to invite you to come and join us for worship on Sunday mornings or worship with us online. We are here today with Anne White Peacock, and we want to thank Anne for being with us today. Anne is our Director of Spiritual Life here at Ladue Chapel, and our topic today has to do with art and faith. In our congregational worship, as we were looking for a new pastor, one of the main issues that had come to the fore was that our congregation, our members, would like to integrate spiritual life and beauty more and more into their life of faith. And one way we were trying to address this is by forming an arts and faith committee that we had in mind before the pandemic, and now we have finally gotten around to forming that, and Anne is an integral part of this committee. So I want to ask you, Anne, how do you integrate art and faith into your own spiritual life? I know you are a wonderful artist in your own right. You're a terrific pianist. And so I'm just wondering how this works for you.
Thank you, Dieter. I didn't start to integrate art with my faith instantly. It evolved over a long period of time when I questioned what is prayer. And what I'd always been taught about prayer was a conversation with God, but more one-sided, where I spoke more. And over the years, I've learned how important it is to listen, and to listen with the ear of our heart, as Benedictine said. And so I've also come to a deeper understanding of finding God in all, and everything that we see and that we do and that we feel and experience through life. And that happens through music for me very naturally. I'm a musician, a pianist. I sing, chant with the monks, those kinds of things. And I love to listen to music at times. But I've learned to add a different depth to prayer. It's more of a visual depth, and in seeking God in nature, in visual art, and that could be paintings, it could be sculpture, and the beauty of creation and the different seasons of creation can also a flower in the winter can have its own beauty, knowing that that's its season, and these plants will then come back in the spring and evolve throughout the year, just like our lives can. And so I learned about Lectio Divina, and that's a way of reading scripture in the Bible or sacred poetry, sacred writings, and praying with that text. And instead of really studying the text, as I would think of as a Bible study, we read the words, let them wash over us in prayer, and pray that God's word speaks to us in a very personal way through that passage. And that's something that we can do on our own or in groups. And so through that Lectio Divina, reading this passage several times, I learned about Visio Divina and how we can do the same thing with a visual, so a piece of art or nature. And I also love to bake bread, and so that's another visual, but it uses all the senses and the smells and the tastes, the textures, and coming to learn about other cultures by baking bread from around the world, And the whole symbolism of baking bread with the yeast rising and in the oven, it transforms into something new. And that's very spiritual to me. So coming back to the visual art, it's something that, I've wanted to, bring more of here into my life, but also at Ladue Chapel, and had an opportunity to do something because a member came to me and, offered some money towards spirituality. And I said, well, what kind of spirituality? What do you want to do with this? And, this person said, well, I've always wanted to work with clay. And I was surprised. I didn't think that this person would want to play with clay. But playing with clay can be very symbolic as well. And just coming to shape that clay and not really knowing what will evolve from that clay play. And so I reached out to somebody that I knew, Ellen Cavendish Phillips, and she is from Black Mountain, North Carolina, and I came to know her several years ago. I visited her home, which is filled with her art. And after that time with her, I realized how much it was a prayer for me to experience all of that art in her home. It really was my evening prayer. And I reached out to her and I said, have you ever led a clay workshop? And she said, well, clay is my most favorite thing to work with. And I said, well, how would you like to come here to St. Louis and lead one? Well, she was thrilled to be asked, and we planned this for the summer of 2020. Well, of course, that didn't happen. It had to be moved forward. However, what evolved was a more whole and full event, which involves body, mind, and spirit, and not just the clay workshops. So it became this Arts and Faith Weekend that's coming up.
Before we talk about that, Anne, yeah, let me just maybe interject that it's really wonderful you already mentioned all these different things. I know we are part of a tradition that's very word heavy. You know, we talk a lot, we pray, we preach, and of course that there is a big emphasis in the Reformed tradition on that. But you know, you mentioned visual arts, you mentioned music, you mentioned clay, all these things. So there are very various ways to be creative. And I think that also speaks to the fact that God is very creative. After all, the first few verses in the Bible say, in the beginning, God created. Those were the first five words that we read in the Hebrew text. And so there are many ways that we can access our faith and co-create with God by engaging all these activities. And you mentioned prayer, and one of my favorite quotes from an abbot is, pray as you can and not as you can't. So there are many different ways how we can do this. We can bake bread, as you mentioned, you know, we can paint, we can make music, all these kinds of things. And as you mentioned, now this is culminating in an event here at the church where we invite anybody and everybody to join us who would like and experience many of these ways to access faith in a different way than through word and through text. And so maybe you can say a little bit about, I know you were instrumental in putting this together, and how you structure this, who is participating, any of that. Maybe you can say a little bit about that.
Yes, years ago when I wanted to pray more, someone said to me, a very wise woman said, well, just light a candle. And that has stuck with me over the years, and candles are very important to my faith and my prayer life. And so when someone comes to me and says, and says, I don't know how to pray, it can be as simple as lighting a candle with the intention of being with God during that time. So this event is meant to allow different experiences of ways to pray. Maybe experiencing prayer in a new way that you may not have even thought of. And one of the things we will have is a labyrinth that we created, a 26-foot labyrinth made of canvas. And some people think that a labyrinth and a maze are the same thing, and they are not. A maze has dead ends, and you wind down the path and you might be anxious because you've come to a dead end and you have to turn around. Well, a labyrinth is a single circuit path. And as you walk in, it's a form of walking meditation. So this is a way to bring our body into this whole experience of praying. And so we'll have our labyrinth out for you to experience if you'd like. We will also have Ellen Phillips will come, this liturgical artist from Black Mountain, North Carolina. She will lead a contemplative clay play. And with not thinking about what product you might create, but it's all about the process of creating maybe a shape of prayer through that clay. And maybe you don't hold on to it afterwards. Maybe you take it to your garden and return it back to the earth. Or maybe you place it on the church grounds underneath a tree and watch it over time as it sinks back into the earth from where it came. So Ellen will be here, as well as Jeannie Carboni. And Jeannie is a supervisor of therapeutic horticulture at the Missouri Botanical Garden. And she's also been a special education teacher over 25 years of experience with that. She's going to come and lead a journal workshop, creating journals from recycled materials, and also floral sachets. And this is an opportunity to create a journal then to draw, to write in during the event or after. And then Amy Cammy, the healing harpist, beautiful, beautiful harpist, and just closing your eyes and listening to her music can be so prayerful. And she'll be also speaking, all these artists will be speaking Friday night, as well as leading workshops on Saturday. And then Christy Kreitner is our yoga instructor, who is also an artist. And the way that I came to know her is just a beautiful thing as well. And I'll share more about that during that weekend.
Yeah, that's great. I find it very interesting that you incorporated physical things into this, which I think is very important. And after all, our bodies are created, you know, in God's image. We are also fearfully and wonderfully made. So our bodies themselves are works of art, and how we can incorporate that and work with that, I think, is really terrific. There are things that art can teach us. I think that, sometimes texts and the spoken word cannot teach us. And one is paying attention. You know, you talk about flowers in the winter and you pay very close attention to what's going on around you. Sometimes also, art helps us to give expression to sighs that are too deep for words, as St. Paul would have said. They can renew us, our hearts and our minds, when we're stuck, maybe spiritually, and we can't pray anymore. And also, I think art teaches us to appreciate things beyond their usefulness. We tend to think in our day and age about products, and art has to do with things I create and then I can sell on eBay or in a gallery or wherever. But it's, as you mentioned too, it's about the process itself that's important. Not so much what comes out, but the process itself, to engage in a creative process. And Marva Dawn once called that a royal waste of time, just like worship. It doesn't have any usefulness other than maybe the glory of God or the praise of God and connecting with our Creator. So that's a very important thing. So yeah.
Yes, and early on in this pandemic, I used to pray in a different way, because the way I prayed before the pandemic was a lot of silence, which I wasn't comfortable with then, once we were in a different place in our lives. So I tried different ways of praying, and that included body prayer or yoga and praying with my body. And that became a very powerful way to pray in a different way. And so sometimes our prayer changes over our lives, just like we change, and that's okay. And I think it's important to understand that a way that we feel comfortable praying at one point in our life can change, and it's okay to do that, and that creates a fuller experience and helps us to grow, move towards our authentic self.
Yeah, I love that you say that our prayer life changes over time. It doesn't have to look the same a year after year after year, and that our prayer life changes with the way we change, and life changes us. I think that's a wonderful way to look at prayer, for sure. So integrating art into our life of faith might be something that we would like to encourage our listeners to try as well. I don't know, maybe you had a mother or a father who said, well, you know, what you painted there doesn't look like an elephant because it was blue, but who says that an elephant can't be blue? It doesn't have to be gray, or it can't be pink. So we would like to invite you to try new things in your life of faith. Maybe you want to pick up a paintbrush that you have never done. Maybe you want to call up Anne and ask, hey, when do you bake bread, and can I do this with you? Or maybe you want to join us for the Arts and Faith Weekend.
I'd love all of that.
So thanks so much for being with us today. Thanks, Anne, for your time, and for all of you for giving us time and giving us a listen. And we will see you again. Thanks for listening to Chapel Chat. Until next time, take care. Blessings.